Attacks on Trump, claims of victimhood continue on day 3 of DNC. By Kyle Morris on August 20, 2020. Day 3 of the 4-day Democratic National Convention was held on Wednesday, and the general mood was permeated with a sense of victimhood and consistent attacks on President Donald Trump. Prominent speakers who took part in the convention, which carried the theme "A More Perfect Union," on Wednesday evening included former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Vice Presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris, DCA. During her pre-taped speech for the convention, Clinton, the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee, blamed her election loss on Russian influence in the election and suggested the November election can't be another woulda-coulda-shoulda election. According to Clinton, people approach her often with messages of regret. "For 4 years, people have said to me, I didn't realize how dangerous he was. I wish I could go back and do it over. I should have voted. This can't be another woulda-coulda-shoulda election," Clinton said. "Vote to make sure we, not a foreign adversary, choose our president. Remember, Joe and Kamala can win 3 million more votes and still lose. Take it from me. We need numbers so overwhelming Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory," Clinton added. Obama took aim at President Trump's job performance and claimed he would tear our democracy down in order to be re-elected in November. "This administration has shown it will tear our democracy down if that's what it takes to win," said Obama, who gave his pre-taped speech out of Pennsylvania. Obama also made a rallying cry to young voters, saying they are the missing ingredient to assist in the removal process of President Trump from the White House. "You can give our democracy new meaning," he said. "You're the missing ingredient, the ones who will decide whether or not America becomes the country that fully lives up to its creed." In her acceptance speech to become the formal nominee for Vice President of the United States, Harris once again tackled the issue of racism while lambasting the Trump administration. "This virus has no eyes, and yet it knows exactly how we see each other, and how we treat each other," Harris said. "And let's be clear, there is no vaccine for racism. We've got to do the work." Donald Trump's failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods, Harris claimed without evidence, later noting that the coronavirus is not an equal opportunity offender. "While this virus touches us all, let's be honest, it is not an equal opportunity offender," Harris said. "Black, Latino and indigenous people are suffering and dying disproportionately." House Speaker Pelosi took direct aim at President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in her pre-taped speech, saying they are in the way of coronavirus recovery measures. "Our nation faces the worst health and economic catastrophe in our history. More than 5 million Americans are infected by the coronavirus," Pelosi said. "Over 170,000 have died. The serious, science-based action in the HEROES Act we sent the Senate 3 months ago is essential to safeguard lives, livelihoods, and the life of our democracy. And who is standing in the way? Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump," Pelosi continued. "Instead of crushing the virus, they're trying to crush the Affordable Care Act and its protections for pre-existing conditions. We will elect President Biden, whose heart is full of love for America, and rid the country of Trump's heartless disregard for America's goodness," Pelosi added. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.